A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Brachas Tesvav, Brachas 15a, pagination page 29. One of the fascinating cases that we have to deal with regarding mitzvahs is when a person recites the mitzvah, does a mitzvah that's done with words, either reciting a bracha, reciting Shema, reciting Birchas HaMazon, benching, and he did not say it loud enough for himself to hear it. Is that considered valid or not? Now, interestingly, by Shmona Esrei, where we're told, we learn it out of Chana's Tefillah, where you're not supposed to say it loudly, you're still supposed to say it loud enough that you yourself hear the words. And that's like a paradigm of how loud it's supposed to be, even if it's supposed to be quiet. Over here, you have mitzvahs, which really are supposed to be said loudly, regular voice, Shema, no reason to be quiet about it. Our question here is, if the person indeed was so quiet about it that he himself did not hear it, is he Yotze? And the Gemara will include in that other cases, as I mentioned, Birchas HaMazon, etc. So we start from about a quarter of the page down, second word on the line, Masnisin. Hakore Yeshema, a person recites Shema, Velo Hishmia LaOzno, and he did not say it loud enough that he himself can hear it with his ears. Yotzo, the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, says that is Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yotze, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not Yotze. Let's drop into the Gemara, about four lines later. My time, O Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi that you're not Yotze? You said the word, so what if you didn't hear it? Mishum dechsiv Shema, because it says, hear, that's the word Shema. We translate it in contemporary English, hear, O Israel. You have to hear it. Hashmei la'oznecha ma'asha'ata motzi mipicha. You have to hear with your ears what you're saying with your mouth. V'tana kama. So why does the first opinion say you're Yotze? Sovar shema b'chol loshen sh'ata shemeya. That's not what the word shema comes to teach us. It's that you should be able to recite shema in any language that you understand. V'rabi Yossi tarti shema mino. And Rabbi Yossi understands both lessons from the word Shema, that you should hear it, and you should hear it in whatever language that you hear it, and you could recite Shema in a different language. So again, we have the ruling of the Tanakhama that if you did not hear Shema, you're still Yotze, and Rabbi Yossi's ruling is that you're not Yotze. Let's continue in the Gemara, the beginning of the next line. Tanan Hosam, we learnt over there in Terumas. Cheirish Hamedaber ve'eno Shemeya, a person who's deaf, he's able to talk, but he's not able to hear what he's saying. Lo Yitrom, he should not take the tithe. Ve'imtaram Terumaso Teruma. But if he does take the tithe, it's okay. It works. What's the big problem with a deaf person taking the tithe? There's nothing being said as far as the mitzvah itself goes, but you're supposed to recite a bracha beforehand, and we are reluctant to designate a person to recite the bracha who's not able to hear the bracha. So, obviously, this person, to do mitzvahs himself, he's going to do them the best he can. He's going to recite Shema. He's going to do other mitzvahs. But if we're designating a person to do a mitzvah that can be done by a variety of people, he's not the ideal person to do the mitzvah, because to recite the bracha, he can't do in the ideal fashion because he can't hear it. Okay. Man Tana, who is this ruling coming from? That preferably a person who can't hear should not do it. It's not the right way to do the mitzvah. But if he did it, he's Yotze. Amar Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yossi hi. It would appear to be Rabbi Yossi. And this is a little surprising, and I'm purposely doing this Gemara, because it's going to teach us how to think. Ditnan. Hakori yeshema velo yishmia lo ozno yotza, divi Rabbi Yehuda. A person recited Shema and didn't hear what he was saying, Rabbi Yehuda says that's okay. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze by Shema because you didn't hear it. And the Gemara is suggesting that this statement, that preferably he should not be the one to make the bracha on Truma, but if he did, he's yotze, is the same opinion as Rabbi Yossi, who said by Shema, you're not yotze even after the fact. Says the Gemara, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yossi lo yotza elagabe kriyashma de oraisa. Because Rabbi Yossi says you're not yotze if you don't hear it by Shema, because it's biblical, it's more strict. Avol truma mishum brachahu. But truma, it's not the essence of the mitzvah that's the problem. The essence of the mitzvah to designate the tithe, that's not something that you have to be able to hear. So firstly, it's not the essence of the mitzvah. Ubracha derabonon. The bracha is derabonon. V'lo bracha tal yamilsa. And the bracha is not the essence of the mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Yossi, the ruling of our Mishnah, who said that you're not yotze by Shema if you didn't hear it, by teruma, he would ease off a little. It's only the bracha we're dealing with. The bracha is derabbanan, and bracha is not the essence of the mitzvah. And therefore, maybe this statement by teruma, that he's not the ideal candidate, but if he did it, it's okay. Maybe it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Asks the Gemara, I have a more straightforward way of understanding the statement by teruma. Umimai de Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to say it's Rabbi Yossi and make a distinction between Shema, which is the essence of the mitzvah and it's biblical, and teruma, which is not as strict? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda hi, maybe it's the first opinion of the Mishnah, which said that you're yotze Shema. And maybe by Shema, the ruling of the Tanakhama is that he's preferably not supposed to do it. Teda, it would make sense to learn the Mishnah like that, and not that he's just allowing people who can't hear or to say it in a way that you don't hear. Teda, it makes sense. Diktani akore dievid in lechatchila lo. Because it says, hakore, one who read Shema in a way that he didn't hear. Once you're talking about one who read, it already sounds like it's b'dievid. It wasn't the correct thing, but he did it already. Rabbi, I mixed my milchik with my fleishik. No one said you should do that. You did it already. You're asking me a shayla, so I'm giving you a ruling. And the Gemara says, which is the way we understand it at the end, l'maskona, that the Tanakhama is only allowing this b'dievid because you already did it that way. The preferable, the proper way to do a mitzvah is audible enough that you hear it, as I mentioned, even by Shmona Esrei, audible enough that you hear it. But the Mishnah was discussing what would happen if you didn't do it that way, and the Tanakhama is ruling that if you yourself did not hear it by Shema, by Teruma, by a guy who's deaf, you're Yotze. Let's add in one more case to this. Dropping down about five lines from the wide, if you're climbing up, it's the third line up. In the middle of the line, Velaha de Tanya, there's another statement. Lo yivarech adam berchas hamazon belibo. You're not supposed to recite berchas hamazon in your heart, meaning quietly. Mishneh Berurah learns you're still audible. And that's how Rashi over here learns. Shlo ishmi ala ozno, you're still audible. You're still articulating, I should say, but you're not hearing it. You're not audible. V'imbirech yotza. But if you did that, you're yotze. So again, it's the same case we've been dealing with. The person is saying it. He's reciting, but it's not loud enough for him to hear. And the ruling is that you're yotze b'di'eved. And that's the way we rule. if a person recited but was not audible, then he's Yotze B'dieved. Now, just to show how this plays itself out in more advanced halacha, there's a ruling in Simon Samach Bey, Sif Dalid, in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person, because of an ones, because of a situation, is not able to articulate, and is not able to say it loud enough that he can hear, so the question is, what is he supposed to do after the fact? Let's say things change, and now he's able to recite it loudly. Person found himself with anti-Semites, he couldn't bench loudly, so he benched with the sitter open. Now that he gets off the train, is he supposed to bench again? Is it like so b'dieved that you're not yotze, or is it b'dieved enough that you were yotze and it wasn't ideal, but under the circumstances it's acceptable? The Bir Halacha there issues such an amazing ruling. He says that by regular brachas, if it's not Birchas HaMazon or Shema, he says you should rely on the more lenient view, because you see from this Gemara, he doesn't say the reason, but I think it's obvious, because you see from this Gemara that a bracha that is not biblical and is not the essence of the mitzvah is viewed more leniently. But when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, which is the Oraisa, we had the pasuk in this past week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, V'achalta v'savata v'erachta, a bracha after the fact, after eating, is biblical, and you have to be more strict with that. Or Shema, which is biblical, so he says you would have to repeat the bracha. You should go with the majority of opinions, and following this approach, where something that is the essence of the mitzvah and is biblical is more strict. But again, according to him, if you recited a shahakol before the thing, but you recited it in your heart, he would say you don't have to repeat it, because at least you were yotze, and it's less strict. In other words, this Gemara, even though the middle part here is not lahalacha, but it does play itself out lahalacha, because the Gemara is teaching us how to think.